Hello and welcome to another edition of the Hick Chick Chat on precision.agwired.com. My name's Leah Guffey, and this week I'm going to take a look at the movie and the documentary Farmland. Now, you've heard us talk about it, you've seen us post about it, you've seen the reviews, we've done interview after interview with the folks that have been involved in this excellent documentary, and I say excellent because I did get a chance to finally view it a week or so ago. I highly recommend, if you have friends who are consumers, if you are a consumer, if you don't understand farming and you don't understand the processes, please take a moment, take 90 minutes, sit down, turn on Hulu this next week because it's still free there, and watch Farmland, a documentary. It'll take you inside and show you what it is that we talk about and know and love about this great thing called agriculture. We'll check in with Randy Krotz as we talked with him during the Farm Progress Show, my colleague Joanna did. And we'll also talk with Brad Bella, one of the stars of the film. And he'll tell you all about meeting James Mall for the first time and being a part of this great documentary.
This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am with Randy Krotz with the U.S. Farmers Ranchers Alliance, and we are at Farm Progress 2014. Randy, how are you?
We're good. Thank you for talking to us today.
Well, Randy, a couple months ago, you guys got behind a great film called Farmland, and I know that it's been screened in cities across the country. What has the reception been to the film over the last couple of months?
Sure. This has been so much fun. You know, we launched the film in film festivals across the country. Actually, the formal launch was at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York City, which was just unbelievable for a boy that grew up on a Kansas farm. But this has all been great. The reception of the film on the non-ag audiences, obviously ag audiences love the film, and we're doing a lot more with that. But the reason the film was produced, the reason USFRA exists, is to bridge the gap with consumers around the understanding of food production. And the film has gone a long way down that path. There is, there's a good representative of every kind of food production. We certainly wish we could cover more, but we have organic and natural, conventional livestock production. And really what I think what consumers walk away with from our surveys, from our testing and research, is that it kind of balances the field between the types of production. So it certainly doesn't lower the notion of that organic is a great choice, but it raises the bar for what people understand conventional to be. So if there was this separation between those two production practices when you walk in the film begins to neutralize that. There's also nothing more powerful than having a livestock producer talk about how they take care of their livestock, and the film does that so well. So overall, we wanted to get the film into audiences in New York City and Chicago and L.A. We did week runs in all those cities. We were in another 64 major markets across the country, 170 overall. We've had 500 screenings of the film. We're thrilled with how this has gone. Now we're ready for the next step.
Well, before we get to the next step, Randy, let me ask you this. You know, they say that the average person now is third generation from the farm, and consumers really don't have a good sense about agriculture and the things that producers do. So before the film and after the film, you know, what were two or three of those main concerns consumers had that the film addressed, and you've noticed that those consumers no longer have those concerns?
So I can't say they no longer have them, but I think the depiction that people have in their mind around agriculture is a lot of corporate control. Even some of the characters in the film subjects do a great job of talking about people just see dust flying and great big huge equipment, and they don't understand that these are families that run these farms. So as much as anything, the things that we saw was, again, that leveling between organic and conventional, the understanding that these are family farms. And when you start talking about, one of the producers in the film says, you know, that there's 90 to 95% of the farms are family run. That is the one thing that we constantly heard. There was very little realization of that. There's also this whole choice thing that consumers really don't understand the choice that farmers have. That three-generation gap, which may be more in parts of the country, in California, Los Angeles, it could be six, or excuse me, California, New York, it could be six, and what that other organizations have filled that gap. Chipotle have worked to fill that gap. Panera have. And so there's a lot of misinformation out around how food is produced, about the medications that farmers use to produce livestock between conventional or GMO produced versus organic. So the film goes a long way down that path in bridging a huge gap for consumers. I mean, and Chipotle has worked very, very hard to market their products in that space, and we have to, as an agricultural industry, fill that void.
Now, Randy, what are your next steps? So you had great success with this film. You mentioned earlier that you feel there's still a ways to go and you still have some education to do. So what is your organization looking at now going forward?
You know, a small number of people that will see a documentary see it in a theater. It's just not where people go to see documentaries. They go see Spider-Man, but not a documentary. So we know that to get this film on public television and digitally release the film is the real opportunity to get millions of eyes on the film. So in October, we'll do that. We'll launch on, whether it's Amazon.com, we're working toward Netflix, toward Hulu. We're trying to get the film wherever we can. And then ultimately, later in the year, or the first of next, you know, maybe public television, and then we'll release the DVD. In the meantime, we also know that there's a great opportunity and a great demand to get the film in high school classrooms and college campuses, and to do events on college campuses, maybe a panel discussion around the film, not with ag students, but with non-ag students. So that's our real focus, and that's why we're here this week at Farm Progress to launch our program called I Am Farmland. And I Am Farmland is an effort by U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance to raise money to expand the distribution of the film. The success has been great. Everybody loves the film, and we're excited about that, but we have to go raise more money in order to distribute it. And we thought the best way to do that would be to start with the grassroots. Mm-hmm. For the media that are out there saying this isn't a true depiction of agriculture, we want to have farmers say that it is. So we'd love to have 10,000 or 50,000 farmers contribute and become part of the Friends of Farmland family and contribute to the film so that we can clearly send the message as we distribute this film even more, you know, in more places over the next several months and actually the next couple of years. We want people to understand that the agriculture is behind the film.
So, Randy, you keep mentioning the agriculture industry, but what about consumers? I know you've mentioned that consumers have had a really good experience when they've gone and seen the film. So is there an opportunity for them to participate in the I Am Farmland campaign?
There is, and then there's opportunity for corporations and individuals, non-ag audiences. You can go to iamfarmland.org and make a contribution. And obviously, we're launching here at Farm Progress, but this is just the tip of the iceberg. We will be doing this not only farm shows, but non-ag venues all across the country in the coming months.
Joanna also spoke with Brad Bella, one of the stars of the show, from Throckmorton, Texas. He tells us a little bit about his experience of creating the film and what he wants you, or as a consumer, to take away.
Brad Bella. Brad, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, Brad, thanks for joining me. We just got done with a press conference talking about a film that came out 6 months ago, give or take?
This spring.
Yeah. And it was called Farmland. And you actually participated in Farmland.
Right.
So, Brad, how did it come about that you ended up participating in this film?
You know, I was actually just pulling into my driveway one evening, finally getting home, and I had a phone call from a California number, which I don't know that I've ever had one. And so I decided to see who it was, thinking it was a telemarketer. But it was actually James Mall himself, the director. At the time, I had no clue who he was. I had to do some Googling, but figured out who he was. He's actually a big deal. But he asked me if I was interested in participating in, you know, a documentary about young farmers and ranchers. And I immediately wanted to. At the same time, I had some skepticism, as most people in agriculture do, of media. But in the end, you know, decided to go for it. And I've been really pleased with his depiction and portrayal of us, and you know how the film has turned out.
Well, Brad, tell me a little bit about yourself. You're from Throckmorton, Texas.
Throckmorton, Texas. Yes.
And you know, tell me a little bit about the farm and ranch that you operate with your family.
You know, it's definitely cattle country. What farm ground there is mostly put in wheat for grazing purposes. But we run stockers on the wheat and grass as well, and then also have commercial cow-calf operation and an all-natural commercial cow-calf operation, as well as a registered operation.
So how long has this farm in Ranchman in your family?
I am the sixth generation in Throckmorton County, but we've been farming and ranching, obviously, way before we got to Throckmorton County. So.
Wow, so it's in your blood.
Absolutely, yes.
So what message did you want consumers to see when the director came to your ranch and talking and watching what you do? What message do you really want consumers, or do you hope that consumers know about what you do?
As far as what I wanted them to see, I can't say I necessarily went in with an agenda. The director and his crew did not, and I appreciated that. They just wanted to be with me on my, you know, day-to-day and see what I do and did. And so that's what happened, was they went to work with me. But what I hope that consumers take away from the film is that, you know, I hope they realize that their food is grown and raised by trustworthy human beings, like myself and the others depicted in the film. And Americans should be very proud of their food source.
You know, I was going to ask you, after the film came out, you probably became a little celebrity if you weren't already in your local town, but how have people responded to you since the film came out and since they've seen it?
People in ag have been very appreciative. I wouldn't say I've been a celebrity, but, you know, I've gone to quite a few more farm shows and different things, and some people do recognize me from time to time and come up and express gratitude. But... you know, and what's interesting is that everyone can relate. You know, it might be a pork producer from Iowa, but they relate with me and my family, just like I related with Layton, who's in the film, and a chicken farmer in Georgia. So it's been neat getting to meet people, and, you know, and I'm glad I was able to help portray real ag.
And if you had the chance, would you do it again?
I would. I definitely would. You know, it was actually kind of a tough time, I'd say. We were in a drought, so things weren't, you know, we weren't doing our normal operation. We were stocked lightly and, you know, supplementing some here and there. But then my wife was actually pregnant with twins at the time.
Wow.
So we were busy, to say the least. But absolutely, I'm very glad I did it, and I would definitely do it again.
Great. And, Brett, you know, let's reiterate for consumers and people around the world who are listening to this interview right now, hopefully we can get them to watch the film Farmland. You know, once again, what do you want them to know about American agriculture and about your family?
American agriculture, it's the safest food source in the world and most abundant and affordable. And like I say, they should be very, very proud of American ag. And I also want them to know, you know, there's a face behind what they're buying in the grocery store. Most American food is grown and raised by families like mine.
Well, great. Well, thanks, Brad. You know, we wish you luck. Hopefully we'll see you again. And thanks for everything you're doing to get that great name out for agriculture.
Yes, thank you.
That's this edition of the Hick Chick Chat. Don't forget, you can check out Farmland for free until the end of the month, till the end of October, on Hulu. And I hope that you do. Until next time, don't forget to follow us along on Twitter and on Facebook.